first one is your mother. The second one is your brother. They're both sleeping soundly under them. And the third one...
It's mine!
Midnight, the witching hour when the night is darkest, our fears the strongest, and our strength at its lowest ebb. Midnight, when the graves gape open and death strikes. How? You'll learn the answer in just a moment in The Man with the Black Beard.
When did you dream about it before?
I don't know. That was about a month ago.
Oh. Oh, yes, that was when I got my new job. That makes sense.
No. No, Charles, there's something else. I can't help feeling it. I can't help feeling that I'm going to die.
Don't say that, Evelyn.
No, I feel it in my bones, Charles. I'm certain. I'm going to die. Soon.
Corbett speaking.
Oh, Mr. Corbett, I'm glad I got you. Central Hospital has been trying to reach you.
Who?
Central Hospital.
Oh, they must have the wrong Corbett. I don't know anyone there.
Oh, they said it was about your wife.
My what? What about her?
Well, she collapsed down the street, and they brought her into the hospital.
Okay, I'm going right over.
Right here. Twice. Oh, Charles, are you doing this because because you believe me or because you don't believe me? Or is it because you think I've gone mad?
Oh, my dearest, what a question.
Well, maybe he won't show up today.
Well, then I'll try again.
Yes, and maybe then I can see him, and maybe you can't. Maybe it's just a... Come on.
Huh?
Look.
Where?
There. Coming towards...
Well, I'll be... Just as you described.
Then you do see him.
How do you do?
He spoke to me. He never did that before.
Hang into that car. Hey, you! Wait, I want to talk to you.
He isn't paying any attention, Charles. He's driving away.
I'm going to get away. Taxi! Come on. Taxi! Here, this way, that will wait.
All right. Well, then, you,
follow that black car. We've got to see where he goes.
Listen, mister, how much longer are we going to keep tailing this guy? From way outside the city limits?
Yeah, we're going to tail him until we find out where he's going. You haven't lost him, have you?
No, he can't go much further because this road... Hey, he's turning off.
Huh?
Into the cemetery.
What? What did you say?
The Cypress Cemetery. He's going in.
Well, step on it, will you? Got to catch him.
Don't worry. There's just this one road, and the entrance gate's on the other side of this curve. There's an attendant there. He'll have to stop and show a pass.
He's gone.
Hey, stop at that gate, will you? Excuse me, we're looking for a big black car that just came through here.
Black car? There hadn't been a car through here for an hour.
You see, Sergeant, you see, I told you.
Stop it.
I told you.
Stop it. Look, there must have been one. We followed it all the way from town. A man with a black beard was driving it.
Mister, I say there hasn't been a car through here for an hour. With or without a beard.
A man with a black beard. And a black car. Vanishing into thin air at the gates of a cemetery. But then, where would you expect the trail to end that began with a nightmare? A dream of... murder! At
I must insist.
No, I won't.
This time you can't help yourself. Even
my mind.
I know, don't
we? Oh, Charles, do something. You just got to do something.
You actually saw him, this man with the black beard, Mr. Corbett?
I certainly did. He looked just as Evelyn described him.
And he disappeared at the cemetery.
Yes, Doctor, he did.
Well, that isn't so mysterious. He might have gone off on a side road or something like that.
But he didn't, Doctor.
Something like that?
But he didn't, Doctor. He just vanished into thin air.
Mrs. Corbett, I want you to try to remember how many times you've dreamt about it. That's important.
Yes. 3 times.
Are you sure?
Well, I think I am.
When was the last time someone close to you died?
Died? About 6 years ago.
Who was it?
It was my brother. My only brother.
Were you very fond of him?
Yes.
Did you have nightmares then?
Oh, I... Yes, I think so.
Did you dream about the man with the black beard then?
I'm not sure.
Think back.
No, I can't remember. I have a feeling that I did. Only I can't be too certain.
It will come to you. Maybe not now, maybe tomorrow or the day after. Let me know immediately when it does.
I don't get this, Doctor. What has that got to do with the immediate problem?
A great deal, Mr. Corbett.
But the man with the beard is a real person.
No, he isn't. He isn't a real person.
What?
So I think he's dead. Hunting for me.
Of course, one way we can prove his hearts to get hold of him. Talk to him.
Well, I'll take that job. I'll find him. And when I do, he's going to do a lot of talking. Hello.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes?
Oh, this is the office calling. The police wants you to investigate a new case.
Yeah.
The body of a Mr. Hampton was found in the river today. He was heavily insured, and they want you to go down to the city morgue. Now, to look at the body as soon as possible.
Okay, I'll go down right now. Goodbye. Okay. Put the seat back.
What do you think? Murder, suicide, or accident?
Well, I don't know yet. Hey! Hey, there he is! Here! The man with the black beard, he just walked out of the slab room.
I didn't know that.
Hey, wait a minute! Oh, gone. Let's take the elevator. Right.
Out at the cemetery told me. He described you and the lady perfectly.
Oh, Evelyn.
Oh, look out. I've got her. Evelyn.
Say, Evelyn, better take her someplace quiet where she gets.
My place is just up the street there, a few doors. It won't bother you too much.
Of course not, George.
Says Blakely's funeral parlor.
Yes, I'm Mr. Blakely.
An undertaker.
Yes, a mortician.
Of course. This is finally beginning to make sense. Put it down on the couch there, Corbett.
Make sense? How?
Do you know Mrs. Corbett, Mr. Blakely?
I've seen her a few times in the street. We seem to have lunch at about the same time. She stared at me, and I assumed she knew me, so I nodded to her.
You've had no other dealings with her?
Not that I know of, no.
What was your wife's maiden name, Corbett?
Huh? Harper. Why?
Would you look that name up in your files, Mr. Blakely?
Why, yes, of course. Same. Hadley, Austin, Harper. Cecilia M. Died January 26, 1926. Buried.
Why, that was her mother.
That's the answer. She loved her mother very much.
Very much. She was only 6 years old at the time, but she always
six. An age of deep feeling, without any real understanding of cause and effect. Her mother died, and Mr. Blakely came and took her away. As a result, she attributed her death to him. He came to represent death to her, and thus became an object of terror and hatred.
But I don't understand. After all these years...
She didn't remember him consciously because she wanted to forget about him. But a subconscious mind never forgives or forgets. She must have seen him in the street without really being aware of it. Then her subconscious mind went to work, started creating those nightmares.
And you think that when we tell her all this and we explain...
I'm sure of it.
Yes, but Doctor, how can we explain the attendant at the cemetery and the guy at the morgue? You know, they said they hadn't seen him.
Now that we know that Mr. Blakely, the bearded man... He's an undertaker, a mortician. The explanation is simple. He was such a familiar figure at the cemetery and the morgue that his presence did not quite register on their conscious mind. Just as we never notice our waiter at a restaurant.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. I see.
Now let me take a look at her. She should be coming through now.
Doctor, what's the matter?
I don't seem to find any pulse. I'm afraid. Strain and sharp.
You mean?
I'm afraid she is, Mr. Corbett. After all, when we believe someone to be death, they can be death.
Dead of fear, created in her own mind, lying on a couch in a funeral parlor. The logical place to end a story that began with a nightmare. A terrifying dream of... murder! Charles Paul, Murder at